Ever since I turned 25, I just keep getting uglier and uglier. What the fuck, God? People are always making fine wine metaphors about men getting older, but for some reason, I'm aging like an open can of beer. The only thing I've got going for me is my hair, and I can't afford to lose even one hair, or there's no chance I'm ever going to get to procreate. That's why I use Hims, a new wellness brand for men. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you start to notice, it's already too late. You gotta focus on keeping the hair you have. Get ahead of it at 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real MDs and brings you medical-grade solutions. These are prescription solutions backed by science, and Lord knows I could use some science. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/factor. That's FORHIMS.com/factor. 4hims.com/factor.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, October 31st, and happy Halloween.
This is our first Halloween episode ever, and it's going to get a little spooky. Will is not with us today, except we made him do the intro because he's too goddamn good at yelling good morning. We have at Kate Barstool on the show today. Super stoked to have her. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how's it going?
Kate is from High Haters and Zero Blog 30, two of our favorite podcasts and radio shows on the Barstool Network. She's a hilarious blogger and a vlogger, and she's with us today. She's going to fit in just nicely.
Nice.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you. All right, yeah, Wes is going to take a story about Trump and an amendment he's thinking about killing.
Yeah, he thinks he has a magic wand, apparently.
Yeah, and Kate's going to take one about Whitey Bulger, who met an untimely death this week.
Horrible.
Mark's going to take a pleasant one about a guy that wants to kill, murder, and eat a kid.
Well, if you're going to kill,
we might as well eat him. Pat said kill, murder.
Excuse me. And I'm going to get into some other stories. Take it away, Wesley.
All right. President Trump is at it again. You guessed it. It's another issue involving immigration. This time he is claiming he is going to sign an executive order to wipe out the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, something that he simply is not able to do. But I tell you what, it sure sounds tough.
He's going to try. He might be able to do it.
You know, with all the judges, who knows? I'm not really sure.
I read is that he can do it.
Well, he's being told he can do it. And with the midterms just weeks away, it seems like a stunt. I mean, he doesn't actually think he can change the Constitution with one swoop of his pen. Maybe he does.
Do you think he actually doesn't think that he thinks he can? Because I guarantee you he thinks he can.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So let's go over to the 14th Amendment. It says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States.
Personally, I hate that he's trying to change this because I think we need more 14th Amendment in our lives. I'm thinking more birthright type stuff where I could never get into Harvard, but if I crap a baby out in the Harvard library, she's automatically in.
Yeah, totally.
That's genius.
That's actually the medical term for babies born on Harvard campus.
What if you
crapping them out?
What if you like shit a kid out on like the middle of an NFL field? Are they in the NFL?
And he's a kicker. Team. Yeah. Right.
Long snapper. Done.
So this amendment was passed after the Civil War and ensured that the children of slaves were granted full citizenship, no matter what the racist laws of the states they were born in had to say about it. And most white supremacists have long attacked this particular amendment for obvious reasons.
And then the immigrants corrupted it.
Yeah. So in an interview with Axios...
What's your least favorite amendment? The 14th, right?
14th.
Yeah, 14th.
Yeah.
Favorite, second. Yeah. Least favorite, 14th.
Exactly. And the one where women can vote. In an interview with Axios, Trump said, "We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it has to end."
Yeah, then we got to change the baby's diapers.
These babies taking all our jobs, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, no shit.
They can't do shit. Also, 85 years, that's generous.
Yeah, that's very
generous. Really generous. It's really positive thinking.
Thinks they're all Japanese being born. Look, this isn't some... the problem is we are not the only country to do this. In fact, our neighbor to the north, Canada, as well as Mexico, and 30 other nations have a similar birthright policy. So Trump, again, wrong there, but he knows that, right?
Do you feel like a lot of people are birthrighting in Mexico?
I mean, I think just they...
They're like, ah, shit, I got dual citizenship.
I got no car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cabo.
A lot of Tijuana birthrights happening, I think.
You can come down here anytime you want.
So this isn't some just like liberal bullshit. It's aimed at discrediting the president. It's just facts. He can't do this by himself from what I'm reading. He just can't change the Constitution by executive order. Even House Speaker and Republican Paul Ryan weighed in saying, well, you obviously cannot do that. You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order.
Then he looked to his left. He's like, Kenny?
Yeah, maybe he can.
I'm retiring. I don't know.
Yeah, so what a lot of people are debating is whether illegal immigrants fall under this same protection. They entered our country illegally. Why should our laws protect them? Perhaps that's the platform Trump's going to go on.
Because they're humans? Because this is America?
So we'll see. It sounds like a big midterm stunt to me to play to his extremely uneducated form of his base, but that's just my opinion.
They did repeal... alcohol.
Just last week here in New York, they put an enormous IUD in the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, shit.
I think that's kicking it off. Like, no more babies, friends, immigrants.
Yeah, she's Irish, too, so you got to be careful. Or is she French?
We're going to get to that.
She's French.
Yeah. All right, so going to the internet, Cynthia Veit says, nothing unclear about it. No president can amend the Constitution, but it's unclear whether the GOP's hand-picked judges at all levels of the courts will rein in this wannabe dictator, because the next amendment to go will be the one that limits a president to two terms. So perhaps she thinks that the president will just be
a fire sale on amendments.
Yeah.
Get these amendments out of here.
Sell short on amendments.
Kate Charon says, so this means we can also change the Second Amendment. No problem, right?
My dead body, Kate.
Yeah, so.
Kates are the worst, by the way. Classic Kate right there.
You're up, Kate.
All right, well, gotta say, low standards. Normally I'm into bulging whiteys, if you know what I mean.
But yeah.
Hold on. Ooh. Did anybody else feel that?
Freezing.
Yeah, I got cold in here.
Really cold in here. It must be because we're about to talk about the Winter Hill Gang from Southie Boston and one of their alumni who was allegedly iced out, murdered. Old blood Tuesday morning in West Virginia's high security Hazleton Penitentiary. What a Halloween week for that guy. Wow. Very spooky. Notorious mobster Whitey Bulger's final chapter came to a suspicious end only days after he was transferred there, and his death ends a long story of crime, heartbreak, and betrayal that inspired projects like Oscar-winning film The Departed and Johnny Depp's Black Mass. It all started in 1929, right before the infamous stock market crash and subsequent Great Depression, when James Bulger was born to an Irish immigrant family with six kids. And I gotta say, quick shout out to the Irish families of old who laughed in the face of difficult times and kept right on fucking. I think I could say that because my dad's one of 13.
I've got a dual income, nice salary situation going on, and I don't want to bring in one child because I'm not wealthy enough.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also great to be born in a certain country that pretty much dictates you never have to wear a condom. It's like, hey, man, I'm Irish. I don't wear those.
Potatoes are cheap.
Feels weird.
Welcome to the land of raw dogging. Anyway.
Raw dogging.
I think that's what they call it. His platinum blonde hair earned Bulger the nickname Whitey, which when I was reading it, I thought that was kind of weird because that's the nickname they gave me at my basketball league on Wednesday nights. I'm not sure why they call me that, but in other news, is it just me or is mayonnaise getting too spicy these days?
It's hot.
Anyways, by age 27, Whitey was serving time in Alcatraz for bank robbery, and it only escalated from there. Upon returning back home to Boston, he rose in the Winter Hill Gang, and he had a chokehold on the city. Racketeering, extortion, money laundering, and drug dealing were his forte, real original. And he wasn't above murdering at all. He killed at least 11 people, including choking a woman with his bare hands. That is some soft corner shit if I ever heard it, guys. Over a 12-year span through the 70s and 80s. But it's thought that he has at least 19 deaths on his hands.
Respectable.
Yeah, you kind of got to respect. I mean, work ethic. You can't say the guy didn't have a solid
What kind of drugs were around in like the 1920s? What was like the big thing?
Were ludes around?
Opium for sure.
Opium, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Horse tranquilizers. Right.
Weren't they putting cocaine in like soda at the time? Isn't that what cocaine?
Yes, yeah. There you go. Yeah. That wasn't. Was that even considered a drug?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was good for your health back then. Good for your health now.
Embalming fluid.
He probably started out with good intentions. Honestly, I mean, I'm sure. But a lot of people wondered, like, how the heck did he get away with all this stuff for so long? Again, go watch The Departed, loosely based off it, but it's a complicated, convoluted story. An FBI informant, he was an FBI informant, and like under the shadiest of terms, he kept getting tipped off by his handler, so he kept being able to avoid it. But it finally came to a head in January of 1995 when he disappeared on the eve of his indictment on racketeering charges, and he became a household name and criminal legend because nobody could find the guy. He was on the top of the most wanted list until 2011 when they finally caught him at age 81. And he was living like a coward with his girlfriend in Santa Monica under the name Charles Gasco. They also found $800,000 inside his wall. So this guy snitched like a rat, hit like a roach, and he was finally squashed and convicted on 31 counts and sentenced to two life terms that ultimately became a death sentence for him yesterday. And honestly, I wanted to share this news because I was just so shocked that he was murdered and so shocked by the way he died. Because if you had to guess what the number one killer of an Irish mobster would be, you'd have to go with skin cancer, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Or
also,
Italian mobster.
Kate, you say coward, I say king. You ever been to Santa Monica? It's beautiful.
I can't like even envision an Irish mobster. Like, what do they sound like?
Like an Italian mobster, but funny?
But with like a leprechaun accent? Like, put your hands up or I'll kill you.
Yeah, I don't think they all sound like leprechauns.
Hold on. The Winter Hill Gang's here to stay.
I've been wondering, like, who did it? Was it a family member of one of the victims or something who was in jail? Or was it like or another like mafia family or something? Or I don't know.
I mean, he still has that snitch stigma forever. So someone that hates snitches, maybe.
Yeah.
Taking it to the internet. Let's see. Type in right now. Ron Lambert. He said, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Oh, Ron. We know it wasn't Ron that did it.
Ron's getting a good night's sleep tonight. So you guys have all heard of Fuck, Marry, Kill, right? Or some variation of that game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, some guy in Texas upped the ante. He wanted to do murder, fuck, eat. Except all to the same person.
A Halloween story on Hard Factor.
At least that's the kindest order you could do it. I feel like of all of them, murder, fuck, eat is the best order. So at least a little thoughtful.
I 100% agree with you. That's very true.
Very considerate.
If you do that in the inverse order, that is not cool. So Alexander Barter, a 21-year-old from Joaquin, Texas, which is in the northeast part of the state, about 50 miles from Shreveport, Louisiana, was arrested on October 19th in Shelby County, Texas. But the lead-up to his arrest began all the way back east in Brevard County, Florida, weeks before, after an undercover agent who works on a task force that polices the dark web for child traffickers and extreme sickos like Barter, stumbled upon Barter's post.
You think you hate your job.
Yeah, here's some of the shit this guy was saying on the dark web that caught this agent's attention. He's combing the web for these comments.
Yeah, but poor Florida, they're like, God, he was arrested in Texas, but they had to throw in the Florida connection.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, they're happy about it. No, they're happy about it now. You're right. But yes, it always comes back to Florida. So Barter was saying this type of shit. He said, I would like to try necrophilia and cannibalism and see how it feels, you know, to take a life. I would like to do this ASAP. I really need to do something about my intense bloodlust. So the agent was like, all right, we got one in the net.
Bro, you got to pick a lane. You can't be fucking dead bodies and eating people.
He really jumped right in.
Because of freshness reasons, mostly.
Couldn't he do a puppy first?
But yeah, that's what I was about to say. Don't you kill a cat or a puppy first?
Yeah, like, master of none. That's
this guy
what I
went
say.
Straight for it.
Be an expert.
So the undercover agent played this freak like a fiddle by telling him, yeah, I can help you with that. I can probably provide a child for you, which really got Barter going. That's what he wanted as a child. He's like, yeah, that's what I want.
Then he went home and his wife was complaining to him about her job.
So you might be, yeah, you might be wondering what site on the dark web he posted this on.
What was it?
Scatnecrohunger.com.
No, I've been there.
No, I was going to say AOL.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it was just wherever. It was just probably AOL.
Scatnecrohunger.com is available.
After this undercover agent message with Barter, you're going to buy that? So after messaging with Barter for several days, leading this nut job on, the undercover agent was like, well, what do you want me to do? And Barter was like, I want you to bring the kid to me. I live in the woods in Texas, so no one's going to find this kid's body. It's all good. What kind of fucked up favor is that? He wants this guy to travel halfway across the country after kidnapping a kid, drop him off in the middle of the woods, and just be like, "All right, you know, don't watch me kill and eat this kid if that's all right.
He's
just
like,
go back home.
We're buds, right?
Yeah, we're buds.
Can you bring me a Chipotle burrito, please?
Who does he think he is? The witch from Hansel and Gretel? Some nerve.
Yeah, no, in the woods. I said in the woods. You'll find me.
And
yeah,
can you bring exactly. some enormous gumdrops, please, for my house, yeah. for my shingles?
Don't let that kid drop any crumbs. You better search his pocket for breadcrumbs.
Scatneckerhunger.com, available, bought.
Yeah, and now the FBI is going to storm this garage. Yeah,
unbuy.
That was a great idea, Pat. Anyways, the Florida agent worked with Texas law enforcement and Homeland Security, and when Barter arrived hungry with a knife and plastic trash bags at the meeting point, he was immediately arrested.
You don't know that he was hungry.
I'm pretty sure he was hungry. He brought a knife. He was charged with criminal solicitation, criminal attempt of capital
Did
murder, conspiracy to commit. I don't know. How do you eat a person? But anyways, conspiracy to do all this capital murder, everything, attempt of sexual performance of a child, and now he's facing up to life in prison if convicted, which of course he will be. And something tells me that's not going to be a very long time in prison. I think the second the guards turn around and leave the room for the first time to go play a game of poker, he's killed.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Hopefully.
So yeah, he's going the way of the Bulger.
Patrick Shanley's got a solution for this on the internet, though. He says, they take God out of the country and the devil runs wild. Time to bring God back.
If Patrick Shanley thinks that the lack of God is the reason people are getting after kids, he'd probably miss the First Testament. So a little bit of God wiping out kids in that one. I don't know.
Yeah. He's not a big reader.
Yeah, he's not from Pennsylvania. That's for damn sure.
Just a supporter of God, not a reader of literature.
Referencing the diocese that touched 800 kids and covered it up. You guys listen to Heart Factor. All right, moving on to some other stories. So a German former nurse on Tuesday admitted to murdering 100 patients, making him one of the country's deadliest post-war serial killers. What a weird fucking headline. I guess there was a real problem over there with serial killers before the war. What happened during the war? I guess all the would-be serial killers just became, you know, Nazis.
Yeah, they were just Nazis.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Niles Hogel, age 41, he fessed up to offing, quote, more or less 100 patients between 1999 and 2005 when he was asked about his motives.
The son of a bitch didn't even keep count.
No, he about, give or take, a CSC, Masi Menos. When he was asked about his motives, he said it was mostly to impress his colleagues because he liked to bring patients that he dosed back to life. And say, look what a great nurse I am. He quote, felt euphoric when it worked and just gosh darn devastated when it didn't because they died.
Man. How did his coworkers not catch on to this sooner? I picture like another nurse being like, everybody be nice to Nels this week. He lost 47 of his patients.
Yeah, if a patient's being a real asshole, you're like, yeah, maybe I'm going to put Nels on it.
What section of the hospital was he working at? Like,
that's more than one a month.
It's a lot. It's a lot of dead people on your hands. All right, anyway, Japan's Princess Aoki, probably, had to surrender her royal status because she married some schlub for, quote, love. As Hard Factor Will would say, this guy must be swinging a wrench, if you know what I mean. The front-heavy groom works for a shipping company and probably can't leave his house without his prescription pants.
Yeah, the guy had a hammer.
Yeah.
Has a hammer.
Upon renouncing her royal status, the princess will receive a lump sum of $950,000 from the Japanese government for living expenses. I wonder what the annuity would have been.
How did the royal family not kill this guy working for a shipping company, like going after the princess?
They probably tried to kill him in the shower, saw what he was working with, and said, no, this is a thing of beauty.
They should have killed that guy or offered him the $950,000. Yeah.
Well, they had something there in there about the groom wearing something by the princess's, well, I guess she's not anymore, but by her late father. And I'm thinking the wedding was only possible because of him, because he's dead. Because I don't think there's any way in hell he would have been like, sure, yeah. You can renounce all this wealth and all this lifestyle and blah, blah, blah.
Marry this pauper with
How
a rod.
How many dirty looks was that guy getting at the wedding, too? There's like,
well, look, it was reportedly a beautiful ceremony with the 1,000-plus guests shouting the Japanese word banzai, which means an auspicious wish.
Means goodbye, you idiot.
Oh, it's for more than a long life, I think, in this case.
Yeah, anyway, look, moving on.
Yeah, move on.
Sorry.
Move on.
There's something in the water in Evanston, Wyoming. Do you guys remember our award-winning interview with Hard Factor endorsed Evanston, Wyoming City Council candidate Deborah "The Demander" Reno?
My hero.
Yeah. Remember, she was the woman who was selling gently used panties online under a pseudonym, and she was unfairly outed by her heavily religious community and was criticized by her opponent, LDS Bishop Mikal Welling. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Well, hey, listen up, Mikal. If you thought Deb and her panties were weird, then you're in for a real treat. That's because Maurizio Robert Marotti, another candidate vying for another city council seat in Evanston, was arrested for child pornography yesterday.
Ooh.
What are they drinking over there?
Yeah. And it's not just possession of child pornography, but manufacturing charges as well. So, yeah.
So he wanted to, like, distribute it?
I don't know. He was making it.
Whoa. Yeah, I think manufacturing means he was involved in the making of it.
Yeah, he was making it, means to make. I feel like this probably needs to be addressed at the next city council meeting. Maybe it's going to be a weird meeting. Also, to our candidate, Deborah Reno, I hope you're listening. This isn't the leg up we were looking for, but we'll take what we can get. Go, Deb, go.
Let's go, Deb.
We think you can win. And that's Hard Factor. We really appreciate you listening. Please remember to subscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe. Also, follow us at Hard Factor News on Twitter. We're still running our t-shirt contest, yo. All you got to do is tweet our podcast link anywhere on socials, take a screenshot, DM us, enter to win a t-shirt.
Also, follow Kate, High Haters, and Zero Blog 30.
Yeah, follow the shit out of Kate. Kate, throw your handles.
Oh, I just grabbed my handles on the side of my body. I was like, I can't. They're stuck here. At Kate Barstool. That's it. I'll be putting up a poll later and eat, fuck, kill. So tune in, see who I've picked.
That order. And look, if you like us or hate us, take a time and write us a review. It means a lot and really helps us.
No, like us if you like
us. Yeah, but like us. But I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. Happy Halloween.
See you later.